With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeremy Branham, Wade Smith in for Landry Locker. The OG John Lopez is here. James Ahedebo, Super Bowl champion, joining us as well. OG, you said you had a better story than this Peloton?
Yeah, first things first. Thank you, B-Mac. First things first, though, this is like so not, I guess, the mainstream reaction to the Peloton commercial, but I got a problem with her in that commercial.
Yes. I want to hear this.
I have a problem with her.
Yes.
Probably shouldn't get your girl unless she asks for it. Like, well, I agree with you, Wade. A Peloton, unless
you got to know your personnel.
Christmas. You got to know
your personnel.
Exactly.
If your wife is somebody that can, you better know that job.
But in the real commercial,
better know.
Think
your
about
wife.
This. He spent $2,500, roughly $2,300, whatever it is, and $39 a month to be in the Peloton thing. She got him for Christmas a video.
of her using it.
Maybe he's into that sort of thing.
That's the deal breaker.
I think
more
a lot
than
of us that are into videos. No question.
That's the deal breaker more than anything. Oh, here, honey. Here's like $4,000 worth of stuff for Christmas, just on this one gift. Thanks for the video you cut on your phone. I mean, come on.
What's the worst gift you've given to your wife? I mean, Christmas is 20 days away. Obviously, a Peloton doesn't seem like it's going to be in the discussion.
I'm sure I've gotten my wife a horrible gift somewhere along the lines. But the one that I was thinking of, swear to God, this is a 100% true story. Some friends of ours, a couple, the wife got for Christmas an entire year's supply. A big box, probably the size of a box you would put a barbecue pit in, of the supplements, the snacks, all the recipe books and everything for quick weight loss.
It's good. It's a great gift.
For Christmas.
That's worse than getting a bike.
A great gift.
What's wrong with that? I like all of these ideas. I like this. I like the Peloton.
Why?
They're all great gifts.
Why?
Yeah, can you give us a why? Can you give us a why?
So anyway, and it was like immediate. She opened the box and went, "Are you bleeping kidding me?" Like at Christmas, never opened the box. I mean, the actual box. She opened the present. Pushed it into her pantry, and for all I know, it's still in there because she never touched it. He got her – now, quick weight loss is a great program. Don't get me wrong.
Fire was in her eyes.
But he got her a quick weight loss year's supply.
I feel like these guys don't have enough hustle or finesse. If you want to get your wife a gift like that, what you do is you get one for yourself as well, and then you say, hey, let's do this together. Well, and then you can get what you want out of the situation, and then – they get what they want out of the situation, and so now they don't feel like they're getting put in their place.
But it was like I was saying during the break. I mean, would you rather the guy just say, you know what, I'm going to keep this to myself, and even though I think my wife needs to work out, I'm not going to mention it. And
no, you
slowly,
should be able to talk to her. Have that conversation before you spend that $3,000.
But there should be that level of maturity, like I'm doing – like it's like when your wife goes shopping for you and buys you a shirt. Like,
yes,
you take and accept the shirt even if you don't like it.
That's a good point.
It's not a level of oh man.
Hold on, you don't say anything about it if you get a shirt. Then you're like,
this is a great gift.
You know,
honey.
You're just hey,
nah,
thanks,
let
babe,
know, but
and
like,
you hang it up next to the shirts that you don't wear.
In
so
the bag,
I mean,
yeah.
But, you say I thank you and I love you, I appreciate it, but I'm gonna probably get something else.
713-572-4610. If you have any horrible presents like that. You know what? I have another problem. I know we're going to do something else here, but it keeps rolling here. I have a bigger problem with the commercial on the guy that got it. First of all, she got him his and hers watches, right?
Yeah.
He takes her outside. We've seen the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a brand new badass truck
and
like a SUV and thinking the SUV is going to go to her. She grabs the keys, runs to the truck, and he goes, oh, no. She goes, I love it. Like, get away from my truck. That is an unappreciative you know what? I have a bigger problem with that than the Peloton.
Yeah, that commercial frustrated me when I saw it too. I was like, damn, he just bought him two cars.
She got a watch. She got watches. He gets freaking $80,000, $90,000 vehicles.
Well, she knows what she's doing.
Like, just get out of the car.
It's undefeated, fellas. Never forget that. Undefeated.
Kingdoms have fallen over.
Yeah. It's the OG John Lopez, Smitty and JB in for Landry Locker. He'll be on with Clint Sterner 2 to 6. James Ahedebo is hanging out. So Michael Silver writes for NFL.com, used to write for Yahoo Sports. He had an article out after Monday Night Football about Jadeveon Clowney, his departure from Houston. Jadeveon Clowney saying that, look, his intent the entire way was to sign with the Texans, sign his tender with the Texans close to the regular season, report near week one of the season. Says that he didn't ask for a trade, didn't demand more money, just didn't want to go to Miami after Bill O'Brien said, come in, sign your tender, and now we're going to ship you out to South Beach. Clowney said, no, I don't want to do that. Anyways, Michael Silver went on radio today in Seattle with our old friend Paul Gallant, said a couple of things that stood out to me. The first one was about Clowney and maturing now that he's in Seattle.
One of the things that I couldn't get into my story that I wish I, had more time to get into was he said, listen, now that I see how they do things here, and it's such a professional environment and the way that they, that leaders act, he said, I realized I wasn't doing those things in Houston. And they essentially said, I don't want to, I'm paraphrasing, but he essentially said, I wish I could go back and do Houston over and be more mature about it because I know now being around here what it takes to, be a true pro. And so that was interesting because, it is a different thing to come in as a number one overall pick and to an organization that doesn't really have a recent or any history of sustained success. And, they've done well with Bill O'Brien for sure. Surprisingly well, I think, if you looked at what they've actually done. But, this seems to be a different thing. And, I do think he's growing. As a player and a person. And so it's one of those situations where, it was a great get for the Seahawks because he's such a good player. But by being in that environment, it has brought out the best in him, I think, too.
James, Smitty, you guys have played on multiple teams. Is that a thing? Is what Michael Silver saying here something that actually happens in the NFL, or is it just two drastically different organizations?
No, it's exactly a thing. It's called championship culture. And here you have a team with the Houston Texans where they just haven't tasted that level of glory. And there's a level of demand that comes with that and responsibility when you're on the other end of that. And so there's a way of doing business. It's an expectation level. There's a mindset of every day you come into the building. And when you see other guys in that environment rising to the challenge, you have no other choice than to rise to it. Otherwise, you're the sore thumb sticking out.
Yeah, and also it comes into play when you actually leave the original organization that you're in. You figure out that anybody can get it. You know what I mean? When you are the number one overall pick, you expect that I'm going to be here forever and I don't have to really worry about certain things that other people have to worry about. But once you get traded away or once something happens, you get cut or you get released, waived, whatever it may be, when you go to that new franchise, you understand, okay, I have to prove myself here. I have to earn my stripes here. And so that's what it sounds like I'm getting from Jadeveon is like, hey, I'm seeing this environment here that's a championship environment, and I'm seeing what the standard that they hold things to. And plus, I have to prove myself to them that I am who they think I am. And so that translates to a more mature player and what you're going to get on a day-in and day-out basis.
I think it's a combination of things. I think he got humbled. You're going to get humbled whether you're the number one pick or not when you get traded. Everybody does. Whether it's in this business or any business or certainly in sports, you're going to get humbled. But I think it's also kind of an indictment. He's taking subtle shots here, and not his teammates. It was never an issue with Clowney in the locker room, but he's taking subtle shots at the very top down. I mean, owner, Easterby, obviously Bill O'Brien. It's kind of a very little passive-aggressive, now I know, and I think that's part of it as well.
I think it's directly Bill O'Brien. And maybe he is higher up, but I think that's the
because
that's
it's
the
culture,
subject.
Whatever.
One more from Silver talking about it was hard for Clowney to strive with the Texans because of one J.J. Watt.
In fairness to Clowney, the oxygen sucked up by J.J. Watt in that building and certainly on that defensive line, that's a whole other issue. I'm sure you could talk a lot about that, having been there. But, he's a great player, and, I love talking to J.J. He's a you know, really good quote and he's available. But, you know, I'm not sure that's the easiest shadow to be in if you're a young, also talented player in that locker room.
I want to be clear that those Michael Silver's words, not Jadeveon Clowney's words, but those were some strong words.
Yeah,
oxygen sucked up by J.J. Watt.
Yeah, I can't breathe, huh?
I mean, damn.
Wow.
Whether we want to, you know, believe it or not, there's a lot of truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a polarizing player of J.J. Watt's caliber, and not even so much of what he does on the field, it's who he is to Houston, the city, what he embodies, what he's done for the city. And, you know, like you were saying, Smitty, in terms of that's the type of player that he is, that it's hard to be in that shadow, especially as a young first-round pick. You're trying to make your name in the league, and you might make a big play, but every time you make a big play, it's like, oh, that's not like J.J. Watt would do it. And so that's a hard environment to flourish in.
Yeah, I'm sure he had to hear that all the time. I've heard sources and reports come out of there where people are talking about he works hard, but he doesn't work at the J.J. Watt level. And if you're somebody that's saying to yourself, well, hell, I'm busting my ass and I'm working hard, but I'm getting compared to this person that is known as the hardest working guy in the NFL, and you hear that enough, I can see it starting to get to you. But it also comes out to me almost as like an excuse, bro. Like, first of all, everybody has the responsibility to be a pro, and so you're going to be around people, and you're going to have to work with people that might take up a lot of air. You know what I mean? But you figure out a way to handle business and make yourself the best player you can be, and then you'll go forward and you'll have success. And so there is something to say for being into that J.J. shadow, but I don't want it to be an excuse, and I'm glad this is Michael Silver that I'm hearing say this and not Jadeveon.
This is kind of like the conversation we have on James Harden. You can appreciate James Harden and think he's great and also think that he plays a very boring style of game. You know, we all know J.J. Watt is legitimately a great dude. He's legitimately in the community. In his heart, he's a good dude. He works his ass off. He's trying might be back this season, they're saying. It's all true. But even if Jadeveon Clowney knows that that's true, it might bother you. Like, man, he's getting all the pub. I mean, he's getting all the attention. Yeah, you know it's true, but it still bothers you, and I think that's what's going on.
I would also say this about it, though. Clowney's not having as good a year as his last two seasons in Houston. Like, we spent a lot of time talking about the impact Jadeveon Clowney's had whenever he has three sacks this season. And I know he's impacting the game in other ways, but it's nowhere near the year he had last season when he was playing with J.J. Watt. So oxygen sucked out by J.J. Watt. Strong words from Michael Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.